Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, recently we were discussing an article about how much dog poo is on Irish streets and what dog wardens are doing to combat it. It got us thinking, we have very little understanding of the job that dog wardens do. So to tell us more about that is Philip Bean, dog warden with South Dublin County Council. Philip, you're very welcome to the show. Tell us, what would you say the primary role of a dog warden is?
Well, our main primary role is to keep strays and unwanted dogs off the streets. That's our main concern. If we receive a call to the office that somebody has picked up a stray dog or a stray dog is outside their house, we will then go to that area and cure that dog, and we'll bring it to our shelter in Newcastle, where the owner will either come forward within 5 days or we will put it up for rehome.
And is that a common occurrence, the idea of strays?
Yeah, that's a daily occurrence.
Yeah.
I mean, over last year, we took in over just under 400 dogs last year in South Dublin County Council alone.
Wow. And tell me this. I mean, do you sometimes have to deal with dogs that are, you know, angry and maybe even dangerous?
Correct. Yes, we do. Yeah, we mostly would deal with dogs that would be wouldn't be socialised as much as some dogs, and maybe they've escaped from their back garden. And they would not move around with people as easily as normal people's dogs, as we would say. They would be socialised on a regular basis through their walks in the park or out their walks in the lane and different things like that. So, yes, we do have to deal with dogs that would be of a, we won't say a vicious nature, but of an awkward nature, as we would call it.
Yeah, let's say you've got an XL bully dog or something, for example, that you need to bring in. I'm kind of curious, how do you manage that?
Well, once we get into a secure location, okay, which could be somebody's front garden or somebody's back garden, we then would have our own equipment that we would have to deal with. Now, in fairness to an awful lot of XL bullies, 90% of them you could walk up to and put a lead on.
Right.
And just walk with them straight out into the van. Now, there are that 10% which would be fairly well aggressive, but that wouldn't necessarily be just XL bullies. That would be other breeds as well. Some of the smaller dogs we can have problems with as well. There's an awful lot of inbreeding have gone with. There's an awful lot of these cockapoos and poo type dogs, as we call them, they have an awful lot of social problems that people aren't aware of.
Right. Okay, so that's the main part of your job. To deal with the issue of dog poo, is that part of your role or is that more litter wardens?
That's the litter wardens role.
Okay, so that's...
So we would pass on any complaints that we have. Now, what would normally happen is we'd walk in tandem and we would call to a person's house if they, we have a complaint that their dog is getting out onto the street and causing a problem. So we were dealing with the dog being loud on the street, not being kept under control, and then the litter warden would also advise them on their requirements under the Litter Act.
Okay, I'm guessing if it gets to the point where you have to go to somebody's house because they're not looking after their dog properly or they're letting their dog run wild, I mean, is there a good chance they're going to react negatively to your interaction?
No, in fairness, most people aren't actually quite compliant. I would say that out of 90% of the calls that we would deal with, that we would only deal with maybe 10%. And then that's where the issue of a fine would come in that issue. But the problem is with dog fouling is it's proving it. How can you prove that Exhibit A has belonged to that dog? And that's where the biggest problem comes.
I've heard the idea of DNA testing being brought in. I don't know how realistic that is.
I cannot see that ever happening because of the cost. Who's going to cover it?
Yeah, Yeah. Okay.
You're looking at a huge cost. Sorry, go ahead.
Are you the only dog warden in South Dublin County Council? Or
I was the only dog warden in South Dublin up until Christmas, just after Christmas this year. And in January, we got a second one. And only last month, we have two more. So South Dublin will now be up to four dog wardens from and within the next week or two, because the two people that have just joined the organisation are still in training.
Okay, all right. Which obviously you feel there's a need, there's obviously a need for those four.
Obviously, management have decided that, yeah, and they decided that we need four now, yeah, going forward. Because South Dublin is just a sprawling county.
It is,
All the new housing and apartments in it, so, yes.
What about dog licensing requirements? Are you responsible for making sure people have a dog license?
We do, yes. We call in a complaint, and one of the reasons that we would call in a complaint is that we would have checked it up on the system to see if there's a license there, and if there's no license there, we would issue a thing called a 10-day notice. So if you, Jane, have no license, we would issue a 10-day notice, and that notice would require you to produce a license within 10 days.
Okay.
Now, we also explained to you that if you fail to produce the license within that 10 days, that you will be issued with a fine for €150 for not having a dog license.
Okay. So tell me this, is your job, is it kind of mainly out and about, or are you office-based responding to calls?
No, we are out and about. We will be in the office most mornings for about an hour. We have, that's where we would pick up most of our calls for the day and the complaints. We'd also, that notices that we would issue during the day, we would give to the clerical people in here. And also we would catch up on one or two things that have happened to one or two of our colleagues out and about on the ground.
Okay.
And from our litter wardens as well, they would fill us in if they have any.
So you're liaising with them the whole time.
Yes.
Are you a dog lover yourself?
Oh, I have four dogs at home.
Yeah. I kind of guessed you would be. You probably need to be, do you, to do this job?
You do. But you also have the other side as well that, you know, at the end of the day, some dogs do have to be PTS, put asleep.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a part of the job that nobody likes doing, but unfortunately you have to do. Because if some poor unfortunate has been bitten by a dog, and I mean fairly badly now, I don't just mean a little nip, and maybe been hospitalised or whatever, but then maybe you have to go through procedures, seizing the dog, taking the owner to court and getting a destruction order on the dog. So that is part of something that we have to do.
Okay. I'm thinking how dog wardens were traditionally portrayed in particularly in animated films. I'm thinking Lady and the Tramp, for example. You know,
you were
the bad guys who were trying to bring Tramp to the pen and so on. Has that perception changed?
That has changed over the years. I can just give you, for instance, when I started in this job over 20 years ago, okay, in South Dublin County Council alone, we picked up over 2,500 dogs off the streets of South Dublin. Okay, now that's a fact. That's all in our ledgers, our old ledgers.
Two and a half thousand dogs in what period?
In 1 year. That would have been in the early 80s.
Wow. Yeah. So just shy of 10, like A's a day or something like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. A's a day, yeah. I remember having 12 in the van at one day.
Right.
That was the maximum. And that would be unusual, but you have five or six. But now, if you have one dog a day, that would be about it. Maybe two max.
So are people got better, do you think, in terms of minding their dogs?
People have got more educated to the situation.
Okay.
That's it. And the more that the department... As now, we used to be under the Department of Environment, but the Department of Agriculture are now started proactively involved in more education. More ads are appearing on the radio and things like that we hear. And they're also giving us more literature that we can hand out to members of the public as well. And also here in STC, we're planning a program of getting into our parks too with our new dog wardens and that coming through the summer months. I'm trying to educate owners when handing out paraphernalia on what they're required to do under the Litter Act and under the Control of Dogs Act.
Okay, we will leave it there. Thank you indeed for that. Philip Ian, dog warden with South Dublin County Council. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.